So good morning, everyone, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I believe you all know that I'm Reverend Jennifer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And I'm so glad that you've joined us today for this in-person service. And for those of you who are joining us online, welcome also. We're so glad that you're joining us online for this service. And so let's start our service today by reading our mission statement that's on the front of the bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's actually what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are awakening to the presence of the divine that is within us. The presence that is a presence of peace and a presence of love and the truth of our own wholeness. Because what happens is, as we come to recognize that that is who we are and that is what we are, then when we are out in the world and the world is not reflecting peace or love to us, we aren't as reliant on it. We can tap into that within us, which never leaves us, which is never separate from us, and tap into our own peace and love and wholeness and power, which is none other than the divine within us. And then we can bring that forward into the conversation, into the relationship, into the circumstance. And as we do that, not only do we then experience greater peace and greater love, but what happens is it shifts the situation. It shifts the conversation. It shifts the interaction and the result of how those things unfold. And as we do that, we are actually acting as a beneficial presence in this world. As we do that, we are contributing to our own spiritual evolution. And because we are all connected to everyone and everything, we are actually helping evolve, unfold spirit in this world through humanity. And so I say thank you to every single one of you for answering this call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing the divine presence into this world in a way that is healing and in a way that is beneficial to us all. So thank you for that. And so on platform with me this morning is our practitioner, David Conant. He's going to lead us in an evocation and do a contemplative reading for us. But Margaret Owens is going to lead us in singing the prayer chant, I Open Up, that will lead us into that evocation. And so I invite you to just begin to kind of settle into yourself, to find that place within you that is a place of beingness, the place that is not attached to what is happening in the world, but is just your own divine nature, your own spirit, your own essence.
I feel the Spirit surrounding me, and I surrender to this moment. I open up and I find peace. I open up and I find me.
I take this moment to become centered in the place that I know confirms the one source. The living Spirit is the source of good in my life. This inner presence that I know as the keeper of my life is not just in my life. It is in all of life, and its creator is the one source, the divine architect. The presence and power of the divine is in all of our lives. It defines and confirms that we are all living, spiritual, joy-filled, creative, and inspired lives. Our lives may appear to be different, but when viewed from spirit, we are all one. Today, I bless Reverend Jennifer for sharing her spiritual pathway with us. I bless Margaret for inspiring us to radiate joy. I bless Ray. I bless the staff here that helps us prepare this room each Sunday. I bless all spiritual paths, and I bless everyone here. And so it is. Good morning. My reading today is from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. Today, I am seeing with the eyes of the divine. I am looking at things in a perfect and direct way. I am seeing through confusion to peace, through doubt to certainty, through fear to faith. Quietly, then, I review myself and those around me and everything that occupies my attention, bringing to them all a broader vision, a deeper insight, a more complete understanding of the infinite harmony, which I know is back of, in, and through everything that God has made. I am keeping my eye singly to this one truth. What God has done is good. Therefore, my experiences are good. What God has created is wonderful. Therefore, I am surrounded with good. In calm judgment, then, I sit quietly within myself and in my imagination, look around, and see everything according to the divine pattern. As I do this, everything I look upon shall become transformed and reborn. And so it is.
reach out for me timid, I get a new chance to understand. Behind the night, there is plenty of light. The good is all right, they know it. Let your dreams ignite. You've been given a light, not to hide in the for time. I know the problem isn't me. Comprehend, do you get it? The making of your own design. What you think shows in what you feel. Let us claim the true power inside us that darkness can never come.
So wonderful. Oh, more music. That's funny. So I'm going to start today with a poem from Mark Nepo that's called Under the Temple. It says, "The temple hanging over the water is anchored on pillars that nameless workers placed in the mud long ago. So never forget that the mud and the hands of those workers are part of the temple too. What frames the sacred is just as sacred. The dirt that packs the plant is the beginning of beauty. And those who haul the piano on the stage are the beginning of the music. And those who are stuck, though they dream of soaring, are the ancestors of our wings. It's all part of the whole. And so I know for lots of people, when things aren't going very well in the world, people ask the question, where is God? Or some people ask the question, why is God letting this happen? As if God is this man in the sky that is orchestrating what is going on down here on earth. But you know what? God isn't a man in the sky. God is a power and a presence and a principle. A power and a presence and a principle of love and of intelligence, a power and a presence of creativity, a power of love and intelligence, a presence and a truth of wholeness and of good. And all of those things are personified in you and in me and in each of us. That one power and presence, the love and the wholeness and the power and the good and the beauty and the magnificence, all those qualities of spirit are personified in us and in all people and in all things. Ernest Holmes said, God is all there is, whether it is a bird, a beast, a fish, a tree, a man, or an archangel. God is still all there is. All things are manifestations of the one presence, the one power, the one life. This is the secret of secrets. He also said, where our own life is personified, God is personified. And yet, it's still really easy to get caught up in the trauma and the drama of all the things that are happening in the world. And when we get caught up in that, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But those feelings of overwhelm come out of our perspective and how we're viewing the things that are happening in our lives and in the world. In our overwhelm, we are forgetting that there is a bigger picture happening here on planet Earth. We are forgetting that the life that we are living is a soul journey, that we are on a soul journey here on planet Earth, and that everyone is on a soul journey. Each of us on this planet. We are all here discovering who we are and giving way to who we are in a greater way. We're all on this soul journey of growth and unfolding. We forget sometimes that we are more than our ego, that we are more than our thoughts and our feelings and our opinions. We forget instead that we are spirit personified, that we are here to give way to that infinite one, that we are here to remember who we are as spiritual beings, and that we are here to bring spirit into this world. That's what we're here for. And so Mark Nepo also said, this is how it works. I almost die. You're at my side. It's hard on you. And so, your friend is at your side. Next month or year, it's you who falls into the crater. Then I'm there for you. And my old friend is there for me. This is how the net distributes the weight, how the net of hearts distributes the suffering. Even our dog climbing onto my wife's lap when she cries is part of the net. We are all a part of that net of personified spirit. We are each personifications of that one, of the one creative intelligence, of the one love, personifications of wholeness itself, personifications of that one power. And it expresses in us and through us and as us. Because we are spiritual beings, we actually want to have an experience of spirit as we're living this life. We want to feel spirit and to sense it and to know that it's actually in our lives, acting in our lives, manifesting in our lives, expressing itself in our lives. But in order to see it and in order to experience it, we have to recognize how it shows up. We have to recognize when it shows up. Spirit shows up in our lives through love and kindness, through generosity. Spirit shows up in our lives through care and compassion. Spirit shows up through creative ideas and creative solutions that are new to us. Spirit shows up as the beauty and the opulence of nature, as the birds and the trees and the flowers and the lakes and the clouds and the mountains. And so I'd like to share a story with you. There once was a man who lived in a two-story house. The house was near a river, and unfortunately, the river began to flood. As the river rose, warnings were given out via radio, TV, and shortwave. Large jeeps drove through the area to evacuate people. A jeep drove by the man's house. He was told, "You're in danger. Your life is at stake. You must evacuate. Get in the jeep. Let us help you evacuate." "No, no," said the man as he replied from his doorstep. "I have faith. I will be okay. The flood won't get me. God will take care of me." Soon, the man was on the second floor. A boat was going through the area and arrived at the man's house. The rescuers made every effort to convince the man to take action so that his life would be saved. "You're in danger," they told him. "Your life is at stake. You will drown in this flood." "No worries," said the man. "I have faith. Everything is okay. Even though the flood is rising, I will be fine. God will take care of me." And the flood continued to rise. The man went to the roof in order to avoid the rising water. A helicopter pilot sees him on top of the roof and hovers above the man. Using a megaphone, the pilot tries to convince the man to grab the rope ladder, which was dangling above his head. "You're in danger. The flood is rising. You will drown if you don't grab the rope ladder. Let us help you." "No worries," said the man. "I will be fine. Yes, the flood is higher, but I have faith. God will take care of me." The flood rises, and the man drowns. At the pearly gates, the man says to God, "I had faith, and you let me die." To which God replies, "Who do you think sent the jeep and the boat and the helicopter?" I think sometimes we expect lightning bolts to come out of the sky, like in the movies or something, but that's how God acts. But God unfolds itself by means of each of us. This is a little side note, but it makes me think the same thing. I hear people talking about COVID. "I don't need to wear a mask. God's going to protect me." Who do you think sent the masks? And so we want to have an experience of Spirit in our lives, but sometimes we aren't looking right, or the perspective that we're taking isn't open enough to see how Spirit is expressing and unfolding and being in our lives already. I also know that not only do we want to have an experience of Spirit, but we also want to have an experience of our own Spirit, of our own divine nature. We want to be able to express that Spirit. Hence, we talk about being a beneficial presence in the world. That's what happens when we express our own Spirit. But I think the first thing we must do in order to express our Spirit is to remember who we are. To keep that right here in our minds. To remember why we are here. It takes mindfulness. It takes intention. Intention to be the way the divine shows up in this world. And so the title of my talk today is 1 + 1 = 1. Us plus God equals God in us. God as us. We are it here in expression. And so I'm talking about the fact that we get caught up in the trauma and the drama of the world, and in our lives because of the perspective we are holding. Seeing God as outside of what's happening. We forget that we are each personifications of that one. That we are here to bring the fullness of Spirit into the world. Not just you and me, but every single one of us. We are here to bring the fullness of Spirit into this world. We are here on a soul path. A path of discovery. A path of unfolding. A path of shining our light and being the light. And everything is an invitation. Everything is an invitation to give way to our own divine nature. Everything is an invitation to remember who we are as spiritual beings. Everything is an invitation to remember why we are here. Everything is an invitation to be our greater yet to be. And when we look at life from that perspective, it takes us out of victimhood. We're here on purpose, for a purpose, and it's a soul-fulfilling purpose. It's a God-fulfilling purpose. Because the more of God we express in the world, the more that God is fulfilled in itself. So Ernest Holmes said, "You are united with all. You are one with the eternal light itself. The presence of Spirit within you blesses everyone you meet, tends to heal everything you touch, and brings gladness into the life of everyone you contact. Therefore, you are a blessing to yourself, to humanity, and to the day in which you live." And that is especially so when we remember who we are, when we remember why we are here. And so our task then is remembering. The task is to remember who we are and to look through those eyes. And so I have a question for you this morning. I have two questions for you. And the first question is to think about this. How has God shown up today in your life, in you, or as you, or through you? How has God shown up today in you, or through you, or as you? And my second question is, how has God shown up in your life today through other people? How has God already shown up in your life today by means of other people? I think we're all blessed by Yvonne back there being with the children and creating an activity for them to do and shining that light and supporting them, and absolutely. Ernest Holmes said, "There is no place where you, the individual, leaves off and God, the universal I am, begins. To you, there is only God and God in you, and the two are one." And so my invitation to you is, when you feel overwhelmed by the things that are happening in the world, shift your perspective. Look at it differently. Look at how God is unfolding itself through all the players, through all the situations, through all the circumstances. How people are growing and unfolding and bringing light into the world via what is happening. My invitation is to remember that there is a bigger picture happening in the world. That each and every single one of us is on a soul journey. And that you are on a soul journey. So listen within if something is calling to you. Remember that you are here as a spiritual being. Remember who you are and bring that forward into the situation, into the circumstance, into the conversation. For you are here as a personification of love. You are here as a personification of wholeness. You are here as a personification of beauty and of creativity and intelligence and good, because that's the nature of spirit and that's the nature of your spirit. That is why you're here. And so ask yourself daily, how can the infinite show up today by means of me? How can the infinite one show up in this moment by means of me? How can that infinite presence show up in this circumstance by means of me? And to ask yourself daily, how is the infinite showing up in my life now? To look for that, to shift the way you're seeing things. And as a result of doing that, you will be experiencing the divine within you and the divine all around you, and having a personal experience of the divine. And also, you will be being a beneficial presence in this world. And so blessings to each and every single one of you on this path of self-discovery, this path of unfolding your own beauty and your own magnificence, and this path of remembering who you are and why you're here. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so we just lean into this truth that we've been talking about. We just lean into that infinite presence, recognizing that, yes, indeed, it is everywhere present. All of the intelligence, all of the good, all of the love, all of the peace, all of the order, all that God is everywhere present, in and through and around every single person and every single thing, in and through every single situation and every single circumstance, and that we are each individuations of that power, that presence, that life. And that today, that presence shines itself in our hearts and in our minds, that it leads us and guides us on this path to be exactly where we need to be, to do exactly what we need to do, that we listen within and hear the call, for it is the call of our own hearts. That is how the divine speaks to us. And so today, I know that that presence also goes before us, leading us, guiding us, making the way open and plain and smooth. That presence expresses itself as health in our bodies. It expresses itself as wisdom and love and connection in our relationships. It expresses itself as abundance of good in our lives everywhere we look. And so today we lean into that presence, knowing that indeed it is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And the kingdom is at hand. The kingdom is here, and the kingdom is now. And so I speak this word knowing that this is also the truth for this entire planet, that each and every single one of us are individualized expressions of this one, and that the fullness of God is within each and every single one of them also. And so I know that that intelligence right now is leading every single decision maker on this planet. That love and oneness with humanity, with this planet, with life, with everything, is being awakened within the hearts of all of our leaders. That good is unfolding itself through each and every single one of us right now. For that is the nature of God. And God is the only power that there is. And so today, with open minds and open hearts, we accept this as the truth. We see this and know this and believe this and hold to this truth. And as we do so, we create a greater opening for that to unfold in this world. And so it is with a grateful heart for this boundless good, for this infinite presence, that I release this prayer. In gratitude, I say, and so it is. David's going to lead us in our affirmation now.
Yes, it's on the white sheet. If you would join me. Today, I remember that I am on a soul journey.
Here to remember who I am and to bring that forward.
I am here to personify the fullness of spirit. The infinite shows up by means of me. And so it is.
Thank you. A couple of invitations for you. One is, we are going to have a backyard sing-along with Rick Dale. It is scheduled for Friday, September 2nd, from 6:30 to 8:30. It's going to be at Chris Braunschweiger and Peggy Toole's house. We are not doing it as a fundraiser. We're doing it just as a community gathering. So we invite you to come, but I guess your ticket for admittance is to either bring an appetizer or a dessert, and we will have a good time hanging out together and get to listen to a concert and do a sing-along. Again, we've been talking about we're inviting you to go on Meetup and check in and say that you are coming on a Sunday morning, and to share our talks on Facebook, to follow us on Facebook, and when the talks are posted on Monday, to share them with your friends as a way of getting our voice out there. And we do have a sign-up sheet in the back, I think, if you would like to join one of our teams of setting up or breaking down or being a greeter. And that's it for the invitation.